This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In 10 or 15 years, I'm not sure we've ever talked about square dancing on the radio, so something new breaking some ground this morning. Dan Jones from the Buckaroo Barn Square Dance Club, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So we were just talking here before we went on about square dancing in the Umpqua Valley. And, of course, all of this is kind of related to a special event you're doing Saturday night. But talk about kind of the background of the Buckaroo Barn and some of the things that go way back.
Well, the Buckaroo Barn was actually established in 1952. But prior to that, there was a group called the Swingaroos that square danced down there by Amaker Park. And at that time, it was so popular, at times it had over 1,200 people attend the dances. It became so popular that Mr. Amaker decided he had to move them away from his trailer court because of all the complaints he was getting. So through a lot of negotiation, he came up with the land we're on currently today, and there was a roller rink down there by the dam. He said, if you guys will take that with you, you can have it for $1. So they bought the property that he offered them at a really reasonable deal, moved the barn to where it is today, and 1954-55 is when it actually came into existence.
Wow. And see, I had not heard any of that before. 1,200 people at a square dance in Roseburg in the 50s. That's amazing. So how long have you been part of the organization?
I've been part of the Roseburg organization for approximately 3 years.
And do you have a kind of a background in square dancing?
I do. I used to square dance back in the 90s. And of course, like everyone, I square danced in junior high and high school.
And what is it about square dancing that you enjoy?
I enjoy it because of the people that you meet. We don't have alcohol or that sort of thing. It's just friendship. You go there, you don't feel like you're going to be pressured into doing anything you don't want to do. You don't have to bring a couple. It's not for couples only. Single people can come. And it's just where eight people get into a square and they have fun.
And you've got a caller, right? Explain how that works.
Yes, each club typically has a caller, and that's somebody that learns to call the moves. In square dancing, we have approximately 50 moves we have to do. Everybody's heard of do-say-do or four hands round. There's around 50 of them. So what the caller does is while he's singing, he introduces some of those calls and like says to me, we just followed suit.
Wow. You know, it's interesting how this all works. Any idea when square dancing actually started?
It is my understanding it started here in North America about 200 years ago. Some of the background of it is people were trying to get together and have fun. As you know, there used to be more males and females over here, so they'd have two girls and the guys would get together so they'd at least have a little time to swing the girl and twirl her and that sort of thing. So it goes way back to the cowboy days. One question I'm asked a lot, I can't square dance because I can't dance, and that's totally untrue. If you can walk and if you can listen to calls, you can square dance. Like weave the ring, circle up. It's just that easy.
Well, and a lot of people, yeah, you're right. For any kind of dancing, a lot of people are really reluctant and to jump into this. Now, do you have kind of an average age of the folks that are part of the club?
Our club currently tends to be more of 50 and older. But square dancing itself, we have teenagers on up through as long as you want an adult. We had one adult that was 97 years old, still dancing perfectly. It was a pleasure to dance with him. But there's no age bracket, which typically you want to be at least a teenager. We take them down to 12 years old.
Well, I remember growing up, my grandfather was in Hood River, and my grandmother had died decades earlier, but he went out, he square danced till he was probably in his early 90s.
That's correct, yes. Some of the older dancers, they know where they got to go and how to get there. And they're not as fast as the younger ones, but they're never out of place.
And it was really funny just hearing as a kid how much he enjoyed that.
Well, it's not only the dancing, it's the camaraderie. After the tips, you get to visit. A lot of the ladies will bring in cookies and snacks. And between the tips, you can visit with them a little bit. In addition to square dancing at the Buckaroo Barn, we have what they call round dancing. That's a choreographed dancing like waltz, rumba, jive. And they have two rounds of round dancing and two tips of square dancing. So there's plenty of time to rest, plenty of time to visit.
So the club, I understand, this is not just a once a week thing. You have a lot of things going on during the week.
Yes. Right now we're currently booked 6 out of the 7 days. In addition to round dancing, square dance, we also have line dancing on Wednesday nights from 6 to 9. And those ladies, and or I shouldn't say ladies, there's about half a dozen guys and about 3 dozen gals. They're amazing what they can do. And their caller, as I call them, or their leader, Kathy Haskins, she's fabulous.
Wow. So talk about this event on Saturday night.
Saturday night is our way of introducing everybody to square dancing. A lot of people say, oh, I'd like to square dance, but we only have an opening once a year. And that's in September. And the reason is that once you start learning the moves, it's unfair to the trained people to have to redo, go, start over and over and over. So in the fall, all the square dance people start their new classes, and it'll so you'll be up to speed by the first of the year. This is our way of telling everybody, come out, see what it's all about. We're not charging to come out Saturday night. Starts at 6. We'll spend 6 to 7 just talking about square dancing, showing them some of the basic moves. Then right after that, we'll do a demonstration of round dancing. And then right after that, if they want to stay, they can actually see a square dance that goes from 7 to 9:30.
Wow. So that's a special opportunity, and that makes a lot of sense. If you're focused on it and you know how to do it, that you would you kind of set it up this way. So this is sort of the big entrance point if somebody's been thinking
yes.
about it.
Absolutely, that's correct. If you're interested at all in square dancing, this is your time to do it. You can't come back in November and say, oh, I wish I'd have done that, because then you have to wait till September again. So it's an all-out blitz to let everybody know the gates are open. Now's your time to come join us.
So if people want to find out more in advance of coming on Friday or on Saturday, rather, Saturday night, how do they find out more about the club?
Well, I'd be glad to take their phone calls if they want to talk to me personally. My phone number is 541-430-0748. Typically, I let it go to voicemail so I can weed out all the scam calls. But leave me a message. I'll get back to you right away. And I think once you do it, you'll be glad you did.
All right, Dan Jones, president of the Buckaroo Barn Square Dance Club, the big event on Saturday night. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.